What should have been a time of holiday cheer was quickly turned into tragedy. However, the story could have turned much worse if not for a young man just back from his service in the Army. His heroism is still remembered over a century later, and I'll take you to the spot where they memorialize his sacrifice on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
He was a young veteran of war who would become a hometown hero.
Claude Herbert had just gotten home from military service in the Spanish-American War. He was 19 years old and took a job at the Heavens and Gettys department store. This was a huge department store downtown.
Susie Quick shares the story from Terre Haute, Indiana, where that large department store was once located. It was December of 1898, and a large Christmas display attracted many shoppers.
One of the lights popped in the display window, and it created a spark, which just ignited that highly flammable snow material, and the fire spread very quickly.
Young Claude had been hired to be Santa Claus, and he was greeting children and families in the store.
Here he is acting as the Santa Claus, but there's pandemonium around him. The place is burning. There's all these children in the buildings visiting Santa. So he just leapt into action and started escorting people out of the building.
Some newspaper accounts said Santa, young Claude Herbert, went back inside the building five times, rescuing shoppers and employees.
And if it hadn't been for Claude Herbert, I think they said that he saved close to 100 people that day or something. It was a large number.
Herbert died in his effort to save everyone from the inferno. Only he and three others perished in the blaze that consumed well over a city block. Today, a monument and fountain stands where the store stood over a century ago. The plaque remembers the heroism of Santa Claus, young Claude Herbert, who saved so many lives. Traveling the countryside in Terre Haute, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.